a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening this afternoon, KSL News Time 344. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A bill that passed the House today would make test to stay a thing of the past, but give the state's top leaders the ability to reinstate it. It also allows schools to go remote if cases warrant and their board and those same state leaders approve. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the 14-year-old accused of killing two Hunter High School students made his first appearance in court today. There are no official charges yet, but he's going to stay in juvenile detention for the time being. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Southbound lanes closed to traffic due to a rollover crash with injuries, and this is Mountain View Corridor at 118th South. You could see lane restrictions in multiple directions there. Use caution and use an alternate as well. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temps near 40 and smoggy again. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
36 degrees, the latest on Donovan Mitchell coming up now. KSL's top national stories from ABC.
President Biden says his administration has the answer to tackling out-of-control inflation.
Bottom line, if price increases are what you're worried about, the best answer is my Build Back Better plan.
Mr. Biden at a news conference marking his first year in office, he says they've accomplished a lot, including getting his $1 trillion infrastructure bill passed. But he also acknowledges that there have been some stumbles, and so far that includes getting voting rights legislation passed.
All I can say is I'm going to continue to make the case why it's so important to not turn the electoral process over to political persons who are set up deliberately to change the outcome of elections.
While the president was speaking, the Senate was debating a mega House bill which combined two voting rights measures and whether to suspend the rules of the Senate, the filibuster in this case, to allow that measure to pass by a simple majority. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth. KSL Sports. No, Donovan Mitchell is the Jazz host, the Rockets, tonight. Donovan apparently suffered a concussion the other night and kept on playing. KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson is joining us live. Ben, this happened against the Lakers the other night, just before halftime. But what happened?
Yeah, he was actually playing defense against Russell Westbrook, and it looked like he caught an elbow or a shoulder to the head, and you kind of saw him walk off the court a little bit. So it was clear he was woozy. It was clear he really did take a blow, but you're right. He went into halftime, must have felt fine, came out and actually had a great third quarter, very productive in the Jazz run, but then was really quiet in the fourth quarter as the team blew that six-point lead and ultimately lost.
So what happened? When did symptoms appear?
Well, after the game, the Jazz said that he started to feel some of the symptoms. And honestly, I went back and listened to some of the sound, including for Jazz notes that you hear right here on KSL News Radio. And you kind of hear him speaking a little bit woozily. He's not saying words correctly. And I wonder if those two things were related.
Could be. Is the NBA more serious about concussions than the NFL is?
I think the NFL is probably more keenly aware to them. But also it has more of a tough guy attitude than I think the NBA does. And that's not to say the NBA players certainly are soft or aren't playing hard. But you do recognize it, I think, a little bit quicker in the NBA because there are so few blows to the head. When a guy does get one, it's pretty obvious quickly that he needs to look at it, whereas every play in the NFL, players are getting hit helmet to helmet.
So the NBA has a concussion protocol. What does it say in this instance? How long will Donovan be out?
Yeah, so he has to be out at least 24 hours after the first diagnosis. So there was really no chance for him to play today when the Jazz announced that he was in the concussion protocol. Yesterday. Now, he'll start testing again and can return to the floor really as soon as he feels comfortable, but there are tests he has to go through, including, you know, dizziness, reaction to light, is he getting headaches, any types of symptoms like that that linger. will keep him out of the game. So Hassan Whiteside, who got hit on New Year's Eve, ended up missing about a week's worth of basketball, three games, earlier this year.
Okay, so what do the Jazz look like without Donovan Mitchell tonight? It's been a rough stretch for them. Are they close to full strength tonight?
Yeah, they're a little bit closer to full strength. As I mentioned, obviously with Donovan Mitchell being out, Hassan Whiteside is also out, but not for his concussion. He's still in the NBA's COVID protocols. And then Rudy Gay was actually scratched earlier today as he's got heel soreness. So they'll be missing some big bodies in the front court with Gay and Whiteside. Of course, missing Donovan Mitchell, who's arguably the Jazz best player and certainly their best offensive player, is a blow. But you do have Mike Conley, you have Bojan Bogdanovic, and you have Jordan Clarkson, all guys who are very capable scorers who should fill in against a not very good Houston Rockets team.
Hopefully they'll be back to full strength soon. Hopefully Donovan will be back on the court soon. And thanks a lot to Ben Anderson, KSLSports.com Jazz Insider, KSL News Time 319. It's time for traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
It looks like they're getting ready to start to open one southbound lane of traffic on Mountain View Corridor at 118th South, where we still have crews working to clear this rollover crash, and it is only the right lane of traffic. So again, one right lane of traffic now open southbound Mountain View at 118th South. Full speeds ahead on southbound I-15 from downtown to Draper and from the Point to Provo, and also an easy drive with traffic rolling along on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Steve?
Got a fresh crash on Redwood Road at 21st South right now, and another fender bender in the downtown area, 4th West on North Temple. Meantime, north and southbound I-15 rolling free and clear, got good speeds between downtown Salt Lake and Brigham City. And a few slowdowns in Ogden right now at 1200 South between I-15 and Wall Avenue. Now's the time for dressing up or updating your wardrobe with a new suit from Mr. Mac. Mr. Mac stores have a big suit inventory on sale. Free alterations, quality clothing, affordable prices. Mr. Mac, Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast. Listen to Grant Wayman.
Back to the smog again today. Unfortunately, unhealthy air persists for a couple more days. Highs today near 40, more of the same tomorrow, and then snow showers on Friday. It won't be a lot, but it should help to bring some better air quality on Friday afternoon. Saturday, partly cloudy, better air, and 38. Sunshine on Sunday, 39, and then partly cloudy again for Monday, Tuesday. Becoming hazy those days. Highs near 40 both Monday and Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, 36 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
You know what I just did? I made an online appointment at Big O Tires Friday morning at 9 here in Kaysville. See, when it comes to winter driving, I don't want to mess around. You have to make sure your car is in tip-top shape. So stop by Big O Tires for the winter tires that are best for your car, because Big O has big savings on the brands you know and trust. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires. You'll save an instant $100 on select sets of four tires from Hankook, Toyo, Continental, Nitto, General, Pirelli, Goodyear, and Nexen. Big O Tires has the lowest price on every tire every day, and they realize that tires and auto repair can be an unexpected expense. That's why they offer no credit needed financing, no matter your budget, whether it's tires or brakes or an alignment, oil changes, or a new battery. Stop by. You can make an appointment online right now, just like I did, at BigOTires.com. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448. 4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
It's a new year, and for businesses, that means a new start. Whatever the year ahead holds, now Comcast Business is making it easy to get going with the Ready, Set, Save sale. Get started with fast and reliable internet and voice for $64.99 a month, and save with a 2-year price guarantee. Switching is easy with flexible installation times, and you'll also get backing from an expert team 24/7, so you can focus on planning the year ahead. Plus, for even more value, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Get a great deal for your business with the Ready, Set, Save sale today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 35 megabits per second internet and one voice mobility customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Prepaid card offer ends 2/14/22. Call or go online for details.
We're watching Utah's money. Companies are increasing 401k contributions in the battle to attract workers. The Wall Street Journal reports that about 16% of large and mid-size employers plan to raise their contributions or simply bring them back this year. J.P. Morgan Chase is raising pay for junior investment bankers again. They offered raises 7 months ago, but now they're adding $10,000 annually to that increase. KSL Drive's Ford and ADT are teaming up to make a video security system for your car. It's basically like a Ring camera, meaning you'll be able to get a live view from your vehicle and talk to anyone through a speaker. Hey, stop leaning on my car! Like that. On Wall Street today, another ugly day. The Dow is down 339 points to 35,028. The S&P was in the red, down 44. The NASDAQ tumbled 166.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.